Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Zayin. We are starting by the seventh line with the words of our boss Rabbi Chamisha Asar. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lina Shmas Marshmallow Shara Batsi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shadhaven Aliyah. And we continue discussing Megillah's Tainus, the scroll, the special book that they had back in the times of Mishnah Gemara that listed a number of mini Yomim Tovim, special days that things happened on them. And on some days one is not allowed to fast on them. Other days one is not allowed to give a hesped. And we're also discussing the shitas of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir in regards to these days. And now sometimes even before and afterwards there might be an Isra as well. So now we continue talking about this. Megillah Tainus tells us, Barabas b'chamisha asar, on the 14th and 15th of Adar, Puraya, that's Parim, Dilal Misbid, one's not give a hesped on them, and Beshis asar bay, on the 16th of Id, of Adar, Shrein Lemivna Shur Yushalayim, they're permitted to begin rebuilding the walls of Yushalayim, Dilal Misbid, one's not give a hesped. Now we ask, Adat Rameir Nicha, according to Rameir, this is okay. It's necessary for Megillah Tainus to tell us that the 16th is a special day. Why is that? Because Bal Loisar Le'atzmai, that's a proper girsa, it's coming to Asar it itself. As we know, Rameir holds that a day after one of these special days is not Asr at all, and so that means the day after the 15th of Adar, the day after Purim, is not going to be Asr, and so if we want to Asr it, we have to say that the 16th itself is a special day. That's why according to Rabbi Meir, the 16th is mentioned in Megillah's Tainus. However, let's Rabbi Yosa, ma b'lesar. According to Rabbi Yosa, what's coming to Asr? Lesar shalafan of lesley, can't be Asring the day before, because we know the day before the 16th is the 15th, and that's Purim, and Atzmai Asr b'nei Chamisha Asr. It itself, the 16th is Asr because of the 15th, because according to Rabbi Yosi, even the day after one of these special days is Asr, and since we know the 15th is Purim, so the 16th is Asr by the fact that it's the day after the 15th, so why does Megillah Tainus have to mention the 16th according to Rabbi Yosi? The answer is, Baladiyah Chashahu Asr Behesped. It's coming to tell you that the 16th is Asr Behesped. According to Rabbi Yosi, the day after a special day is only Asr Betainus, but not Behesped. Therefore, it also has to mention the 16th itself as its own special day to show that it's even Asr Behesped. We continue, Megillah Tainus tells us, Beshuvas Asr Bey on the 17th of it of Adar, coming out of Mayal Pleta Sefraya, Bimdinas Kalkas Ube Zavden, the people rose up against the remaining Chachamim in the area of Kalkas and Beis Zavdin, and they were going to destroy them. However, Vavas Parkon, there was a great redemption, and there was a nace that were saved, and that's also a special day. Here again, we discuss all that to Rameir Nicha. According to Rameir, this is good, it has to be mentioned, Balesar Atzmai, it has to Asr it itself, the 17th. But all that to Rabbi Yosi, Ma Balesar. According to Rabbi Yosi, what's it coming to Asr? Since it's the day after the 16th, and the 16th is a special day, so the 17th doesn't have to be mentioned, it's Asr anyway. And we conclude with the question, and there's no answer to this. We continue discussing, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi tells us, Call Elin Milaya, Loi Messiah, Loi Tavron, Loi Aldra Meir, Loi Rabbi Yosi. All these things that we were talking about in regards to Megillah's Tainus, that it's Mutter, it's also the day before, the day afterwards, they're not a Raya or a question on either of Meir or Rabbi Yosi. Loi Ba'el Limnes Yom Shanas Vahanisan Lisrael. The only purpose of being mentioned in Megillah's Tainus is just simply to tell us that this is a special day that an ace happened to the Yidden, and that is it. And Tetel Choshu Kain, you should know this is Zod, the Taninon, because it's taught, Beresh Yarcha de Nisan, the Takam Tamida, the Lal Misbid. Then Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Tamid was established, and one's not allowed to give a Hesped on this day. This is referring to machlokes between the Chacham and the Tzedukim about the Karman Tamid, and the Chachamim finally triumphed in their opinion. They won conclusively, and this was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, b'loy kach enei asr mishum Rosh Chodesh, even without this, without Megillah Tainus mentioning it, isn't asr give a hesped on this day anyway because it's Rosh Chodesh? So we don't need Megillah Tainus to say it. It must be that we learn from here that all the days listed in Megillah Tainus are simply there to tell us that a nes happened and not actually giving us practical halacha when this is asr or that is asr. We continue. As opposed to days of Megillah's Tainus, sometimes before and afterwards might be usher to fast. Regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no problem you could fast before and afterwards. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ar Yisrael Hakol Ba'elu Hachmer Ba'elu. Why is it seeming to you to be Mekel with these and Machmer with these? The answer is She'elu Devar Torah of Indivar Torah Tzvichin Chizuk. These days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're Medai Raisa, and we don't have to strengthen Dai Raisa. We know that no one's going to be Mechal Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you could fast before and afterwards, no problem. Ba'elu Devar Seifrim. All these days in Megillah's Tainus are just Midrabanon. V'Devar Seifrim Tzvichin Chizuk. We have to strengthen their Midrabanon. And therefore, we have to say that before and afterwards might be usher due to the fact if it's not usher to fast or give a hesped before and afterwards, then a person might end up doing it on this day itself because, hey, anyway, it's just a drabanon. Therefore, we have to be extra strong. But now we say, Hadadat Omar at Shaloi Batal Megillah's Tainus. This was only said before Megillah's Tainus was nullified. Avol Mishabatal Megillah's Tainus, once they nullified all these days of Megillah's Tainus, Batal Kol Elu, everything was nullified, and there's no problem fasting or eulogizing even on one of these days itself. And Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Shub, and Levi, Chain Amr, both of them say, Batal Megillah's Tainus, and Rabbi Rab Sima and Amri, they say Batal Megillah's Tainus, and Rabbi Yonasan Amr, he says Batal Megillah's Tainus. However, now we're gonna have a question. Amr Biechan, Rabbi Yechon tells us, yesterday I was sitting and teaching the Master Shagazer Tainus B'Chanukah B'Lod. There was a story that they were geyser a fast day on Chanukah in Lod, and Va'amru Al Rabbi Lezer Shasiper, Rabbi Shua Sharachas, they said about Rabbi Lezer that he protested this fast day and he took a haircut and Rabbi Shua bathed, and Amrulahan Rabbi Shua told them, Tzu'uvis Anul Mashi Sanisem, you should actually go and fast because you had a fasted on Chanukah. Now here's the question. You're saying Megillas Tainis is batal? How could that be? Chanukah is one of the days of Megillas Tainis, and if these people were being called to task for fasting on Chanukah, it must be that Megillas Tainis wasn't batal. So Rav Bahi answers that no. Even though you say that Megillas Tainis was batal, Chanukah Purim loy batal. Chanukah and Purim are the two days that were not batal. That's because Chanukah was a nace that happened to all of Klal Yisrael. Purim is the same thing, and also it says Kimu v'kiblu ayhudim. They accepted upon themselves that this is something they're going to keep for all generations, and it's not connected to Megillas Tainis. So besides for Chanukah and Purim, Megillas Tainis actually was batal. And now we bring rise to what we had said before regarding fasting before Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rav Oven, Tzaim Kol Ruvas Shuva. Rav Oven used to fast every single Erev Shabbos. Rav Yochanan, Tzaim Kol Ruvas Rei Shasa. Rav Yochanan used to fast every Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Zeura, some Talas Mavon de Tzumen. Rav Zeura fasted 300 fasts throughout the year, and Vizdam and some say Pesha Mavon, 900 across 3 years. And Veloy Chasham Megillas Tainis. He clearly wasn't worried about Megillas Tainis, because definitely a whole bunch of days of Megillas Tainis are going to come across 1 or 3 years, and still he wasn't worried about this. And lastly, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Mifkel the Sefraya, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, he instructed the Cheder Rebbeim that in Itas Isa Mishalin Chayin, if a woman comes to ask you when she's able to fast, Amrin Lo, you should tell her, B'chol Mis'anin, every day is good for fasting, no problem, Chotz Mishabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodeshim, Chol Shalmayim, V'Chanukah Purim, except for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Moed, Chanukah Purim, but besides for that, any other day is fair game for fasting, even if it's listed in Megillas Tainis, so we clearly see the Megillas Tainis was batal. And I'll design Amrin based on top. Now, Fang So you'll tell about halfway through the Amud is not related to Maseches Megillah or to Megillas Tainis. It's just being borrowed from Maseches Tainis, which is where the previous daf and a half was taken from, as we just continue with that discussion that we had over there. And the following has to do with a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and a Tana Kama regarding establishing a fast day on Thursday. We know that when there wasn't sufficient rain, often they would establish a series of fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And the question is, are we allowed to begin this series of fast days on Thursday? A Tana Kama says yes, and Rabbi Yossi says no. And so now picking up with that, the Gemara tells us, Shem Barba said that also of the Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, a story came to Rabbi Yochanan, Vahayri Krib Yaisi, and he passed on like Rabbi Yaisi, that they're not allowed to establish a fast day beginning on Thursday. Vahavar Blazer Mitzar, Rabbi Blazer was bothered, Vahamar, he said, Shavkin Stama Vahavdin Kiyachidah, he's leaving a stam and he's going like an individual. Here we have Machlekes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yaisi. The Tanakam is considered stam, that's a standard opinion, which we generally understand to mean that's like the Rabbim, that's the many, there's many Chacham hold like that. And then we have an individual who's Rabbi Yaisi. We don't paskin like the Yachid, like the individual. Why did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like that? However, Ashkach Tani La Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rav Meir, it was found that Rabbi Chiyah taught this in the name Rav Meir. In other words, not machlekes the many against Rabbi Yaisi, it's machlekes Rav Meir against Rabbi Yaisi. And we know that whenever there's machlekes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yaisi, we actually paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Yochanan's okay to paskin like him. And Kad Shama the Tani La Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rav Meir, when he heard that Rabbi Chiyah taught this in the name Rav Meir, Amar, he said, Yos Saba Yada Pirki Garmei, this elderly one, referring to Rabbi Chiyah, he knows how to teach the halachas, and that way he doesn't run into an issue. However, Rav Mana ba kumi Rav Yudan, Rav Mana asked in front of Rav Yudan, like hein Amar Rav Chizkiya, then Rav Chizkiya say, quoting Rav Avo, who said b'shem Rav Blazer, kol makam sheshanu Rebbe machlokes achach shana stam, halacha gestam, that anytime Rebbe taught that there's a machlokes, and then afterwards he teaches the same halacha as a stam, so the halacha is like the stam, and that would be the same thing over here. We have this quote that Rav Meir and Rav Yaisi are arguing, then we have another machlokes where it's stam against Rav Yaisi, and we know that when we have machlokes achach stam, the halacha is like the stam. So we're back to our original issue. How do Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this situation when he's arguing with the stam? The halacha should be like the stam. So Amar Lehi responded to him, Loi Rabbi Del Machairon. Who says that it was Rabbi that taught it as the machlokes? Maybe it was Chairon, it was somebody else. And therefore, it wouldn't be a situation of machlokes v'achakach stam, because Rabbi didn't teach the machlokes. He only taught the case of stam. However, the response to that is that Adarabba, that should actually be the reason to tell us that the halacha is definitely like the stam. Why? Because Mahin on the Ashkech Rabbi machlokes v'chazer v'shana stam halacha stam, in the situation where Rebbe himself taught the machlokes, and then afterwards Rebbe taught it as a stam, the halacha is like the stam. While atar de lashkech Rebbe masi machlokes el acherim shana machlokes, in a place where Rebbe's not the one teaching the machlokes, it's somebody else who taught the machlokes. V'Rebbe shana stam, and Rebbe himself was the one that just taught the stam. That's it. Like kol shekente halacha kestam, shouldn't we say for sure that halacha is like the stam? And so once again, how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi? And actually, we see this. Asher Rav Chizkiya, Rav Chizkiya came and he quoted Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, who quoted Rav Shem Bar Vav, B'Shem Rav Lazar, V'afilo acherim shana machlokes Rebbe shana stam, halacha kestam. Even if somebody else had taught it as machlokes, and Rebbe's the one who taught it as the stam, still the halacha is like the stam. And so once again, v'lamahu mar like yichida. Why is Rabbi Yochanan paskining like the individual, like Rabbi Yossi? And the answer is, Rav Shmuel Bar Yana says B'Shem Rav Acha, Hadadat Omar B'Shein machlokes etzel stam. That's only said, meaning again, we only paskin like a stam, which is after a machlokes. That's only if there's no machlokes with the stam. Avolim yesh machlokes etzel stam loy bedo halachik stam. If there's machlokes with the stam, it's not in that case where we say the halach is like the stam. And over here, it's exactly that. We have machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi. Then afterwards, we have the stam, meaning we have the Tanakama arguing with Rabbi Yosi. But that's not a classic case of stam. That's a stam with a machlokes. It's a Tanakama, which is a stam. It's an unnamed person arguing with Rabbi Yosi. And we don't pass like the stam in that case. We only pass like the stam if there's no machlokes whatsoever. If there's a mishnah that simply tells us that this is the halacha with no one arguing. And since again, that's not the situation here, Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Now going back to discuss Purim, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya shalch Rabbi Shai Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent the following to Rabbi Shai Rabba on Purim: chad ha'atam v'chad lagin d'chamar, one leg of a calf and one flask of wine. So shalch v'amar le, he sent a message back to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and told him, kiyam tabanu umatanis levyayinim, you've been mekayim in us the pasuk of matanis levyayinim, meaning you were not mekayim shalch manos, only matanis levyayinim. And that's because it was such a small portion, that's something that you give to an ani. Therefore, it's matanis levyayinim, but it's not mishalach humanos. So then, chaz v'shalach le, chad ugal, v'chad garav dechamar, he then sent him an entire calf, an entire barrel of wine. So shalach v'amar le, Mishai Rabba sent a message back to him, ki yam tabanu mishalach manos l'shlariyeyu, now you're mekayminos mishalach manos, because that's considered manos, that's portions, and that's chashuv. Lastly, the Gemara tells us, Tani was taught in a braisa, b'makam shemesaknin, that's a proper girsa, in a place where it's going to be dangerous for people to read on the 15th, they read it on the 14th. Rabbi Yosi asks on this, if you're saying it's going to be a danger, so al yikru oisa kol ikr, they shouldn't read it at all. If there's some sort of shmat or gzera or whatever it is that they can't read it on the 15th and it's going to be dangerous, then they shouldn't be reading it at all. Reading on the 14th is not going to exactly help. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey, continue to discuss Dinim of Megillah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.